ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, that sounds crazy enough to work.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer. And, of course, I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, having defended that title now for better than 28 years today. Well, we're talking boxing. We're talking mixed martial arts. The UFC has taken over, folks. I kid you not. Last week, Ronda Rousey. Of course, she's on the cover of Time Magazine, ESPN, HBO, Pedro Fernandez's show. And, of course, she headlines UFC 157 and the, wow, the fight with Liz Carmucci. And Liz almost won. Liz almost had her in a submission move with a rear naked chokehold. So Liz had her moments. I mean, there will be a rematch between these two women down the line. But the bottom line is Ronda Rousey came over big. She went over, I mean, with the squares. And that's who you have to go over with now. You have to go over with the squares and talk about the non-MMA fans, the casual fans, maybe somebody that's heard about MMA, maybe somebody that's watched a boxing match or two in the past, okay, but not a MMA or a combat sports fan per se. But guess what? They are now. They saw the Rowdy one. That's right. Rowdy Ronda Rousey remain undefeated. We'll hear from Ronda and Liz a little bit later in today's show. And, of course, we'll talk about last night getting down in Japan. I'm talking about the comeback of the axe murderer, Wanderlei Silva. Who'd have thought it? Beating Brian Stann? I thought Brian Stann was going to lick him like a stamp, but it didn't happen that way. Wanderlei, KO2. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Give us a call on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Acosta the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not one month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh yeah, your weight.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Naha, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but you know this. 28-plus years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Often imitated, but never duplicated, folks. Of course, what can I say? The MMA world is like, when I say it's coming alive, I mean, UFC, Bellator Thursday night, you know, they got the Ronda Rousey thing. I mean, she's how does anybody take a meteoric ride to being an icon in just the blink of an eye? Well, she did it. Anyway, so we're going to talk MMA in about 15 minutes. Right now, we're going to talk boxing, per se. And, of course, last night, the WBA lightweight crown, Richard Abreu. Remember Richard? Richard got burned last year. He fought Brandon Rios in Las Vegas. And, I mean, the judges just came up with a horrendous, I mean, absolutely horrendous decision and gave Rios the fight. Of course, and everybody in their right mind, you know, watching the fight. I mean, who do you want to believe, your eyes or the judges? Well, you believe your eyes, folks, for the most part. So, anyway, these judges, they pulled a gaffe, and I think two of them did admit afterwards that after watching the fight on tape, that they probably would not have scored the fight in the manner in which they did. But Abreu last night beat Sharif Bogera, 23-1. Now, it was 23-0, and got 15 whacks, a unanimous nod in Las Vegas. 115-111, 116-110, and 116-110. Those were the scorecards. Abreu is now 18-3-1. Put an asterisk on that 3. It should be 2. It should be 19-2-1. 8 KOs. Not a big puncher, but a beautiful, beautiful boxer. They don't get much. I mean, when it comes to pure boxing, you don't get much better than Richard Abreu. You just don't. As far as boxing entertainment is concerned, people liking that Mike Tyson mentality, you probably wouldn't like to watch Richard Abreu fight. But if you're a purist, you know, and you can appreciate a good boxer, then you know what? You would dig watching Richard Abreu fight because he uses all the tools put forward. Floyd Mayweather in the news this week, of course, promoting Ishy Smith. I had him on the show, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, after his capturing the IBF 154-pound title over Cornelius K9 Bundridge in Detroit. Of course, Bundridge of Detroit, formerly handled by Emmanuel Stewart. At least Emmanuel was working his corner during title fights. And if you might remember, it was preparing Cornelius Boza Edwards that last day in Fantasy Springs about, seven months ago, where Emmanuel made his last appearance on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And he talked about training Bundridge and this and that. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, I called him in Austria on his cell phone. And he was setting up a training camp for one of the Klitschko brothers. And he didn't give up. You know, he didn't tell me he was dying. And he was. He knew it. That's why he was running on 10 cylinders that last 6 to 8 months. He ran as hard as he could for as long as he could. And then when he couldn't run anymore, well, guess what? Just like an old GM car, he's from Detroit, he broke down. And when he broke down physically, what can I say? That was the end of the Goldfather, per se. Okay, that's just the way it went. But since then, I've had a hard time getting up for boxing. I mean, I just have. And people have said to me, oh, Pedro, come on, man, get with it. I just can't. Death affects me unlike it affects other people. It just does. I mean, I'm a former policeman, and I've seen people die in front of me, die in my arms. One guy died in my arms. Please tell my kids I love them, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I've been there with that. And I can deal with that because you're a professional, per se. Okay? But when you're dealing with it in real life, as far as a person is concerned, it gets a little different. When you take it personally, it gets a little different. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Floyd Mayweather Jr., supposed to fight May the 4th. Looks like he will take on Robert Guerrero, but the co-feature is dead. Done. It's not going to happen, at least not on that date. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez. Canelo means cinnamon or cantaloupe, whatever you want to call him. But he is the undefeated WBC 154-pound title holder, and he is set to match up against the upset kid. I'm talking about undefeated Las Cruces, New Mexico native Austin No Doubt Trout, the WBA champion, the WBA versus the WBC at 154. Austin's like 26-0 with 14 KOs. He was the 2004 Olympic team alternate. He is the real deal. He is. And Canelo's got all kinds of, he's got all kinds of tools, all kinds of skills. I'm impressed with him, the fact he's able to push forward. But I have been marveled in the fact that his body has transformed in the last couple of years. I mean, his head seems to have grown a little bit. Now, maybe this comes with maturing nowadays, but I don't remember athletes in my day and time, in my era, okay, which, probably the 80s. I don't remember them and their heads growing. I just don't remember heads growing. Heads grow nowadays. Barry Bonds, Manny Pacquiao. What am I trying to say? Read between the lines. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. So Floyd has a date with Robert Guerrero May the 4th, but Saul Alvarez and Austin Trout looks like they're headed for an April 20th date. And if they go on April 20th, they will go opposite the UFC on Fox TV. I think it's their seventh card when they go with Dan Henderson. Wow, Dan Henderson, pretty good. No, take that back. Take that back. Daniel Cormier taking on Frank Mir. Of course, former UFC heavyweight champion Frank Mir, two-time heavyweight title holder, and a lightweight champion, Benson Henderson, taking on Gilbert Melendez of the former Strikeforce champion of the City by the Bay, a battle of lightweight champions, 155 pounds. That's April 20th on Fox TV. So they're going to go on the same night, Alvarez and Trout, potentially, what I'm hearing, from San Antonio, Texas. Now, I just got word a couple of minutes ago when I tried to ask if this fight is said and done, and they're saying no. They're trying to make the fight. The fight is not a done deal. It hasn't been signed off. Neither guy has signed off on it, even though Alvarez says he wants to fight Trout. Trout obviously wants to fight Alvarez because that's where the money's at. I mean, fighting Alvarez is where the money's at right now. He is the money fight. I kid you not. He's the biggest attraction in Mexico, okay, as far as reality TV shows, commercials, all that kind of stuff. He's like the Michael Jordan of Mexico right now, the Muhammad Ali of Mexico. Throw it all together. You know, the Pelé of Brazil. I mean, he's just like a phenom, an iconic figure. I mean, he puts his name on something, and boom, it's selling. Okay, he gets these outstanding ratings. He's like the pay-per-view king now of Mexico. And yes, Mexico does have pay-per-view. And the United States has pay-per-view, obviously. And the Mexican-Americans are the biggest participant in the pay-per-view world as far as spending monies on sporting events and live concerts are concerned. It is the Mexican people, the Mexican-American people, that are putting forth the money that propel the pay-per-view machine. I think they account for like 45% of the pay-per-view audience just by themselves as far as fights are concerned. I mean, think about that. One demographic, one ethnic group comprising 45% of your total market. So I guess you know who to target when you put these fights up. That's why Alvarez is such a great draw. That's why Trout needs to fight him now. Trout needs to fight Alvarez now while Alvarez is still green. And when I say green, I'm talking guacamole, okay? He is. And once he gets past this guy, if Austin Trout was to get past Alvarez, he would be considered a superstar. Now, if Alvarez gets past Austin Trout's not considered that great of a fighter, even though he's got the pedigree. As I said, the Olympic team alternate in 2004, he is the real deal. He's got a good management team, got a good lady with him, good kids, good family man. I mean, he is talk about the American dream. I mean, he's come from nowhere, living in like a really not so good house in Las Cruces, New Mexico, you know, to the world championship. Now, you would think him beating Miguel Cotto would have, enabled him to make a lot of money. Well, it only gave him $200,000, and Cotto made like, I don't know, $6 or $8 million at least. In fact, Cotto's made more money in his two fights since he left Top Rank than he made in his entire career with Top Rank. I kid you not, the Las Vegas-based promotional company. More money in the two or three fights that he's had without Top Rank than he did with Top Rank. And he was with Top Rank for like 35 fights. Wow. That's a lot of fights. And that's indicative of running your own show. I mean, you know, if you can put together a nice team, get a team around you, then you can sort of lease things out. You can farm things out, per se. You know, you can farm out the promotional end of this. Like, some people are bringing Golden Boy as a promoter, like Floyd Mayweather does. He brings in Golden Boy and has Golden Boy do all the promotional work and this and that, and he cuts them a check, a fee. That's the way you got to do things. If you want to collect the most, and listen, you've only got an open window. If you're an upper echelon elite fighter, you've got about 3.5 to 4 years max in order to make money. The rest of the time, you're either building yourself up, okay, or after that 3 or 4 year period, you're on the way down and you're an opponent, per se. But you've got 3 or 4 years of while you're in your peak to make money. You got to take advantage of it. Floyd Mayweather stretching out a little bit more, now 36 years old, signed that six-fight deal with, Showtime and CBS? I mean, he's got HBO upset about it, but he hasn't fought six times in like 5-6 years. So what are you going to say? You're going to watch Floyd Mayweather at 41 years old? I hope not. We'll talk a little more boxing with KP Kevin Perry. Just a couple of minutes, then we'll switch to MMA, going to full gear. Last night, the axe murder. Killing people once again. Wanderlei Silva, KO2, Brian Stann, UFC on Fuel TV from Japan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Everybody's mad at the white man. You got guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. You got the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. Do you know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why? You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Now, how can you beat an introduction by John Wayne? Can't do it. Just can't do it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. We go MMA in about 6 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking boxing for the moment. Of course, we'll bring in my man KP from ringtalk.com. He's a man that covers things in the southern part of California, as well as the webmaster at ringtalk.com. Kevin, Richard Abreu look impressive to you last night?
The fight was kind of ugly, to be honest with you. But okay. I guess he got the job done. But it was a pretty close fight. But I don't know, the holding and the clinching and, you know, putting his forearm out and that kind of stuff, I mean, kind of rubs you the wrong way.
Okay, now there's a fight down your neck of the woods, March the 9th, Costa Mesa, California, something called The Hangar. Chris Arreola and Bermain Stiverne. That's for the WBC heavyweight eliminator.
Well, I heard that fight is postponed. I heard Arreola had an injury.
Must have knocked one of his teeth out like shoving a fork into his mouth. I'm not trying to say it's an eating disorder. He came on the show and said he trains on burritos and beers. I kid you not. And for kicks, he eats tacos off the truck. I mean, that's what he said. That's what he said on the show. Okay, let's move things up. The Barclays Center, Tavares Cloud, Bernard Hopkins. Is there anything that would tell us this fight's not going to be a schnoozer?
I think it'd probably be a good fight because Tavares Cloud makes for good TV. So
even when he's getting his butt whooped.
Yeah, but that fight with Campillo was pretty entertaining, even though he was
getting drilled.
Yeah, but he was definitely made an effort the whole time. He kept coming forward. He's putting the pressure. I mean, he's a puncher. He's a pressure fighter.
True.
Bernard Hopkins is the type of fighter that he tries to put the crowd to sleep. If the crowd goes to sleep, that's the fight he wants, and that's what he's going to try to do is basically take Cloud out of his game.
Okay, but, you know, have you ever seen a fight where you knew your guy lost? I'm talking about Cloud. And they announced the decision to give it to Cloud, and his mother faints on national television, just faints from it. Have you ever seen that before?
No, that was pretty remarkable to see that.
And that definitely,
he got the decision, but that's thing about boxing is considered the theater of the unexpected. But sometimes what
How about
happens,
the theater of the deranged?
Yeah, and really what happens a lot of time is you kind of get used to seeing the house guy get the decision, and when it happens is, I mean, it's, you get so used to seeing things that are not correct happen all the time, it's just normal.
Okay, so Keith Thurman's going to be on the undercard against Jan Zevic. I think current Thurman's probably on a roll right now. He looks like he's really developing into a decent fighter.
Keith Thurman?
Yeah. I mean, to me, he looks like he's developing into, you know, he's a contender now, and I think that in a few fights from now, maybe 8 to 10 fights, he'll be ready to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's got natural gifts. He can punch.
Yeah.
I see a ton of flaws with him defensively. I mean, he doesn't really move his head a lot.
All punchers are that way, man. All guys that can crack have no listen, guys that can crack have no respect for guys that can crack. They just don't. And that's why, like Jaime Garza, he was like 38-0, and the WBC 122-pound champion went into a fight with Juan Kid Mesa, and Mesa didn't knock anybody out. Mesa couldn't knock out my mother. My mother's deceased. So he has no knockout power whatsoever, and Mesa knocked him out like one round or two, and he was done. So guys that can crack, for some reason, don't take all that well.
No, that's true. And I think, you know, sometimes when fighters go out there, when you're fed a lot of
stiffs,
you get today, easy opponents, they kind of get used to just being able to blow guys away. And then when they fight a guy who's not going to be all that easy to hit, they're going to have a whole lot of problems. Okay. I think Thurman, in his case, he's kind of been brought up probably the right way, because he's actually fought some pretty decent guys. And I don't think Thurman really has a whole lot of ability from the standpoint of he's kind of one of those people, he just gets by because
he can punch.
He's a lot bigger than the majority of the guys that
he can punch. He's a puncher.
Really, yeah. And he's really, to me, he's a middleweight who somehow can squeeze himself into making 147 pounds. I mean,
well,
he's really a big guy for the weight.
It's just, so be it. I was a big guy at 140 and a small guy at 147. Now, let's move things up. Now, oh, he's back. Folks, the man that dispatched Manny Pacquiao last June, Timothy Bradley, he is back. Oh, boy. Taking on Ruslan Pravodnikov. There you go. Anyway, the WBO welterweight title is on the line now. I guess they're fighting in Carson, California at the Home Depot Center because Ruslan's going to bring in some people from the former Soviet Union. Is that it?
I think they're fighting in Carson because Tim Bradley is from Palmdale, I think he lives, or somewhere in the desert.
Okay, here's what's up. If Tim Bradley, if there were free tickets to Tim Bradley fights, do you think people would like be running for him?
They'd take him. I don't know if they'd run.
All right. What's this guy from the former Soviet Union bring to the dance here?
He's a decent fighter. He's a guy I've seen on ESPN probably two or three times. That's the level of fighter he is. I think if he was somehow to beat Tim Bradley, I think that would be the upset of the year.
Okay.
Tim Bradley's a much better fighter than Pravodnikov. He's an opponent, and that's pretty much what he brings to the table.
Okay, moving up to the 16th of March, Epics Television out of Wembley Arena in London, the UK. Ricky Burns and Miguel Vasquez. Vasquez has got a lot of ability, but he's boring. And Burns can't punch. Neither of these guys can punch. This fight, if there's ever a sure thing that's going 12 rounds, I think it's this one. What do you think?
I think Burns, he has a record that says he's not a puncher. But I think he's had a lot of his, out of the 10 knockouts he has in 35 fights, I think about half of those are in about his last 6-7 fights.
Hmm.
So I think he's one of those. To me, he appears to be one of those fighters where he was fighting at a certain weight, and I think he probably struggled for a long time to make that weight. And now he's fighting at 135, and he's improved a lot. And I would probably have to attribute that to he's probably fighting at a weight that's more comfortable for him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe his punches have more snap. He's got better stamina. So, you know, it seems like he's coming into his own probably at a later stage in his career than most guys.
Hmm. On that same card, Derek Chisora is on the card. Derek is limited but entertaining. Can we say that?
Yeah, he comes to fight. I'll give him that.
He comes to fight, yeah. And, of course, the fight with David Haye. What's up with David Haye?
I think David Haye is he's one of those. Kind of reminds me of Floyd Mayweather. He kind of picks and chooses his opportunities as they come along. You're not going to see him fight more than twice a year. Even once. I know he did go into that self-imposed retirement for a short period of time. So Haye is kind of around waiting for a big money fight, and that's really what he's all about right now.
Okay. Does David Haye beat either the Klitschkos in a straight-up fight at this point in time, with Klitschkos being longer in the tooth than they were before?
No. I don't think he's one of those people that takes enough risks to beat Klitschko. Somebody like Chris Areola, if he was in better shape, he's a guy in the heavyweight division that has the best shot to beat Vladimir, I think, just because his style. And he's going to try to win. I think Haye is more concerned about getting hit, and I don't think he takes a punch all that well.
Okay.
He's a much more cautious fighter.
Now, Kev, I've got 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Deontay Wilder, is he figuring into the heavyweight mix anytime soon or what?
I think he figures in about as much as any other prospect. I mean, you just don't know with these guys if they could take a shot. And from what I hear, he got almost knocked out against a fighter with a losing record a few years ago. So they're really taking it slow with him.
Good enough, KP, Kevin Perry of RinkTalk.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks a lot.
You know, the price of gas in San Francisco was $4.59 a gallon this morning, okay? So I guess the Tower of Power said it right when they asked only so much oil in the ground back in 1975.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
See if you can guess what I am now.
Check it, 40 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking MMA up until the top of the hour, of course. Wow, the big headlines in the world of MMA, and I'm gonna get to Ronda Rousey and UFC from Japan on Fuel TV. I'm gonna get to that in just a minute. But Dana White, the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championships, a man that owns like 10% of the company. Of course, that's worth like, you know, if the company's worth $1 billion, that's worth like $100 million easily. Anyway, the bottom line is Dana says now that testosterone replacement therapy is cheating. That's what it boils down to. He's willing to admit that it's cheating. I mean, before he was all for it, but that was until Michael Bisping got licked by Vitor Belfort in the UFC on FX on January 19th. I mean, second round stoppage, Bisping, one of those guys that's for years railed against the fact that this is legalized steroids. Testosterone replacement therapy is legalized steroids. I mean, guys that need TRT or steroid therapy, okay, usually it's because they've abused their body with steroids. So now Dana's coming out and saying he's against it. We'll see what happens there. But there's a lot of guys taking it. Dan Henderson takes it. You know, Tito Ortiz's last opponent, Forrest Griffin, was taking it. So, you know, Tito wasn't too happy about that. Speaking of Tito Ortiz, he is handling the business, or the business, per se, of Chris Cyborg Santos. The rage, the she-male, the he-male, call it what you want. She's like that woman from Brazil that got caught with taking steroids about a year ago. And, you know, we all knew from beforehand, just looking at her, that she had that male look to her. Anyway, she has signed a 3-fight deal with the Evicta Fighting Championships, a lesser brand than UFC. And after 3 fights with the other company, she's going to come back to the UFC and try to sign a contract for a catchweight fight with Ronda Rousey at 140 pounds. So we'll see if that happens. Let's go to the UFC. I'm talking about UFC on Fuel TV 8. Last night, of course, from Saitama Super Arena in Japan, of course, the former Pride champion, Wanderlei Silva. Man, he's come back, folks. This is where his prime was, in the land of the sun. I'm telling you, he was an iconic figure over there. When the Pride Fighting Championships were first and foremost in the world of MMA and combat sports, Wanderlei Silva was like, you know, the flag bearer. He just was. I mean, but he's so old now, and he's taken beatings, and he's been knocked out, and he's been pummeled. So when he took on Brian Stann in the main event of the UFC on Fuel TV 8, I expected Stann to win just because of the wear and tear on the body. But guess what? Wanderlei, he got it together. Stoppage in 2 rounds. He's now 23-4-1 in fights held in Japan. It was a big fight for Wanderlei. I guess it puts his career back on track. He's now 35-12-1 overall with one draw and one no contest. Stann falls to 12-6, but Stann was fighting at 205 pounds when he, in reality, is a 185-pounder. So he's going back to middleweights and 185 pounds. Mark Hunt, the vertically challenged fighter of the UFC, of course, out of Samoa and Tonga and the islands over there. Anyway, he's a 5'10" guy that weighs 265 pounds to the weigh-in and probably weighs about 285 or 290 come fight time. I kid you, he's a fat guy. He's a heavy guy, okay? But he wins, and he's found a way to win. He's only like got a record, like he's 9-7 now, but he stopped Stefan Struve, who was on like a 4-fight winning streak, did the 38-year-old Hunt, winning his 4th straight fight. But he stopped a 7-foot monster. I mean, good Lord. He threw to the body, which is the way to go. I mean, if you're going to beat a big guy, you got to bring him down. You got to throw to the body. 7-foot-tall guy, though, I don't know. If I was 7-foot-tall, I just don't think any 6'8", 6'9", 7-foot, and I had the coordination I have at 140 or 147, I don't think anybody would ever beat me, and I'd still be fighting at the age of 65 or 70 for the world heavyweight champion. So Hunt improves to, as I said, 9-7. Struve falls to 29-6. Diego Sanchez. Yeah, Diego Sanchez got a split decision winner over Takori Agomi. 29-28 twice and 28-29 for Sanchez. Sanchez is now 26-5. Gomi falls to 34-9 with one no contest. He was the busier fighter. No question about that. I mean, he was on top of it. He worked harder, and he deserved to win. There's no question about that. Now, when you look at the story of Hector Lombard, and I talked about this before, the former Bellator middleweight champion came over to the UFC and fought Bosch. I can't think of Bosch's first name. Anyway, he fought a fighter named Bosch, and he lost. Tim Bosch, I believe. He lost to him. Okay, that was an upset. Then he came back, and he had another fight in the UFC, and that was a win. Last night, he went to Japan, and he took on a decent fighter in Yoshinokami. And guess what? Yoshinokami won. Seriously. He beat him for I was stunned. This was supposed to be a fight in which Lombard was supposed to roll. He was supposed to look good on national television, on Fuel TV, call it what you want on the web. He was supposed to look good on TV, come back, and make a move for being a contender, per se, for Anderson Silva and the 185-pound World Middleweight Championship of the UFC. Well, that didn't happen. It just didn't happen. I mean, Lombard now 32-4-1, won no contest. He was there. I mean, he was trying, but, you know, Okami was on top. Okami took care of business, man. Okami took care of business. No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now we shift gears to UFC 157. 8 days ago, of course, in the Honda Center in Anaheim, California, according to a poll conducted by the genius that he is, Dave Meltzer, 147 thumbs up for this event, 0 for thumbs down, 0 for thumbs in the middle. The bottom line is, Ronda Rousey, she brought it, she did it, she is the real deal. And you know what? You can say that she was a lot of hype going in. Well, guess what? The hype is for real. There's no question about that. I mean, first of all, before I go to Ronda Rousey, I want to hear from Liz Carmacci. Liz came so close to beating Ronda Rousey. It was like she came within a hair, within a millimeter of beating Ronda Rousey, but she couldn't do it. But that doesn't mean she won't be back in the future. Here's Liz.
I am here with Liz Carmouche. Liz, you put on a tremendous fight. You put Ronda in more danger than she's ever been, ever in her career. Tell me, first of all, what was this experience like for you? Because I know the pressure and the press must have been insane as well.
You know, it really wasn't. Everything was amazing. The primetime crew really gave me a sense of family. They helped me so much. It was a great fight. I thought I had it. And, you know, like everything, you make a mistake and it turns around.
Look at the big screen. We're going to show you when you had her back, you had this rear naked, you turned into a face crank. I mean, it looked bad. Well, it looked good for you.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get her with a neck crank and maybe she'd twist and I get under her throat, but it was just on her mouth, so.
That was a very, very strong position. A lot of people would have tapped to that position. Liz, you show that you are a very skilled mixed martial arts fighter. It was an honor calling your fight. Congratulations on being one of the first women to ever compete inside the UFC. And I know we're going to see you again. Congratulations and thank you very much. Liz Carmouche, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Liz Carmouche, the loser. Not really, though. I mean, she built a good fan base. I mean, she represented her people, per se, because she is a first openly gay fighter to do her thing on the big stage in the world of the UFC and things like that. So she represented her people well. She acquitted herself well. And I think that she came within, as I said, within a hair of winning that fight. Now let's go to the winner, the rowdy one.
First of all, how surreal does this feel to you right now?
Yeah, is this real life right now? I'm not sure.
Congratulations, Ronda, on successfully defending your title against Liz Carmouche, who is a very, very dangerous opponent. She caught you in a rear naked choke earlier in the round. She had your back. Tell me what was going through your mind.
I actually keep working with Hedon Gracie a little bit in that exact position, and after I saw Uriah get that submission earlier, I was like, no way it's going down twice in one night. So I was trying to think about my bra falling down and her on my back at the same time, so next time, bigger bra.
Take a look at the big screen. This is where she caught you in that position. You shook her off the back. She caught you with an up kick. But once you got down to this spot, this is your home base.
Yeah, that's what one thing I had to learn in MMA is to be patient and take my time. And she'd only have a few seconds. And that time I kept a very clear head and was just trying to do it perfectly on the first try.
The pressure and the publicity that you had to do must have been overwhelming for this fight. How much different was this than any other fight you've ever had?
It was different, but you know what? There's no amount of press that can save these girls from me.
Wow. Ronda, look, congratulations. You are not just the first UFC women's champion. You are a real representative of women's athletics. You're a true champion. Congratulations. It's an honor to call your first fight. Ronda Rousey, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, Joe Rogan, little brown nose in there. Bottom line is she is the real deal, no question about that. And when I have her on the show, we are honored to be in the presence of the great one, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, still undefeated, now 7-0. Lyoto Machida, split decision win over Dan Henderson, was on UFC 157. Of course, they are fighting at light heavyweight. And Lyoto Machida, former champion. Henderson, former Strikeforce champion. He's one of those guys that takes testosterone replacement therapy, which I think is legal cheating. Now Dana White feels the same way. The California kid, Uriah Faber, back in the winning, back in the winner's circle, folks. Big fight. Ivan Minovar, of course, considered the favorite going into that fight, but Uriah won. Uriah won in the first round with a submission. So Uriah, the California kid, is back. Expected card in Sacramento, California, probably in the next 6 to 8 months, with him headlining at the Arco Arena, or whatever they're calling that arena now, the house that Tony Lopez built back in the day. But Uriah Faber can sell tickets in Sacramento. He is like one of the best ticket sellers in the world of MMA, without a doubt. Court McGee. Court McGee was the winner over Josh Neer. Unanimous nod. No surprise there, because Court McGee dominated the fight as far as strikes and things like that was concerned. Josh Koscheck was a loser. Lost to Robbie Lawler. Robbie Lawler pulling it all together. Not a big fighter. It was like, you know, a KO in one, 357 of the first round on punches. But I just don't know if Koscheck has got it anymore. I mean, he did his best, I think, on TMZ. Sorry, the TV show. Brendan Schaub, former world-class wrestler as an amateur, folks. I mean, I think he was an All-American. Big heavyweight. He was a winner. A unanimous nod over LeVar Johnson. LeVar Johnson is one of those guys who usually lives or dies by the submission. I mean, he usually gets either lit up or lights somebody up. It's one or the other. I don't think he's ever lost a decision in a big fight. He's always been stopped or stopped the other guy. Michael Chiesa, he was a winner over Anton Kovalyan, and Dennis Bermudez was also a winner, per se. Sam Stout was a winner. Kenny Robinson was a winner. And the fight that I thought was going to go the opposite way went the opposite way. I'm talking about Neil Magny beat John Manley. I thought that Manley was going to win that fight, but Manley didn't come to fight. Shame on you, Mr. Manley. Now, UFC 158. That's right, Saturday, March 16th. Live from Montreal, not Calgary, Canada. Georges St-Pierre, the world welterweight champion, the best fighter in MMA in the minds of many, many handicappers, many analysts, 23-2, 5'11", 170 pounds, the world welterweight champion, taking on Nick Diaz of Stockton, California, 27-8-1, 6'0", 170 pounds. Nick is a head case. Nick is a great fighter. Nick is one of the toughest guys in the world. If I ever needed a guy to walk with me during through the streets of North Philadelphia, East St. Louis, or parts of Detroit, I would definitely take Nick Diaz with me. Okay, he is like the most rugged and rough guy I've ever met in my life. He throws down. He's for real. I mean, he is a fighter to the bone, all the way through. But he's not that technically sound when it comes to beating a fighter like Georges St-Pierre. Okay, they've rumbled once before. Okay, now this time, they were supposed to rumble about 2 years ago. That didn't happen. Remember, Nick Diaz didn't show up for the press conferences? So they're going to settle this score. Diaz, I said, 27-8-1, probably going to wake up 27-9-1 come March 17th. But that's Saturday, March 16th on pay-per-view. That's the pay-per-view main event. The co-feature, Carlos Condit and Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks, 14-1. Hendricks is a hell of a puncher. One-punch knockout artist, folks. 28-6 is Carlos Condit, the former challenger at lightweight. Didn't Carlos challenge at lightweight? I don't think he had a welterweight challenge. Take that back. He did challenge for the welterweight title. Bottom line is, Condit and Hendricks. Hendricks going to win that one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee
guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
How can you go for Rhonda saying something so prophetic to Lenny Williams in his platinum song, Because I Love You? I don't know how that works. Anyway, Scott Cuddy working the boards back there, doing the excellent job that he has done year in and year out for the Ring Talk Show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. This Saturday, this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It will feature Chael Sonnen. That's right, the Ultimate Fighter coach. Of course, you can watch The Ultimate Fighter every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time and 9 p.m. Pacific time on FX Cable. He's one of the coaches along with John Jones. Eventually, he's going to fight John Jones down the line. Of course, John Jones is the 6'4", light heavyweight, 205-pound champion of the UFC. Chael Sonnen, probably one of the best interviews you'll ever, ever hear. So I'm looking forward to this interview. I will tape it before the show. It will be ready to rock this coming Saturday, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That is Ring Talk Saturday. Ring Talk Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, where we combine both the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Well, I got to wrap things up. Don't forget, The Ultimate Fighter this Wednesday night, 9 p.m. in the East, 9 p.m. in the West on FX Cable. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. Have a great week.